This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Is the home of the American auto industry really ready for more foreign investment?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. President Obama and South Korean President Lee Myung-bak are headed to Detroit today. They'll be there touting the Korean free trade deal that Congress approved 2 days ago, which is aimed at opening up both countries to more competition from each other. But Michigan and the auto industry have traditionally been leery of foreign competition. So are they really ready to roll out the red carpet for President Lee? Michigan Radio's Jennifer Guerra has more.
For a long time, American cars were king in Michigan. In fact, there was a time if you didn't drive one here, you pretty much were persona non grata. Charlie Ballard is an economics professor at Michigan State University. He recalls the story of a group of guys who bought a Toyota solely for the purpose of bashing the hell out of it with a baseball bat.
I think that left an impression, at least with the Japanese, that has lingered to this day, an impression that would make them wary about investing in Michigan.
But things are different these days. The ongoing struggles of the Michigan economy and the state's auto industry have made Michiganders more open to foreign trade and investment. Michigan's governor, Rick Snyder, just took a trade trip to Japan, China, and South Korea to try to lure businesses to the state. And automakers and auto workers support the new free trade agreement with South Korea because it will eventually end tariffs on American-made auto parts. UAW President Bob King says the pact will create more jobs because more vehicles will be sold. But as far as Michigan being a friendly enough state for South Korea to want to set up a plant in Michigan?
Unfortunately, when companies come to America, they run to the South and try to remain non-union. So I don't think they'll come to Michigan.
Instead, he says they'll probably go to Georgia and Alabama. I'm Jennifer Guerra for Marketplace.
Well, in Washington, D.C. today, Congress will be sending deficit reduction proposals to the so-called Super Committee. That group has until Thanksgiving to come up with at least $1.2 trillion in cuts to the federal deficit. If members can't agree on cuts, there will be automatic cuts, half of which would come from defense. Marketplace's David Gurr reports from Washington.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta was on Capitol Hill yesterday, urging lawmakers to cut carefully to avoid arbitrary cuts.
It is a blind, mindless formula.
He said he's concerned about what could happen if the supercommittee doesn't do that. Panetta said an automatic across-the-board cut of $600 billion would weaken the military. Gordon Adams teaches foreign policy at American University.
The most likely programs affected would be procurement programs, hardware programs.
There could be personnel cuts, base closures.
Mind you, I don't think it's going to happen.
Adams argues we'll never see these automatic cuts. He says there are two possible outcomes. Either the supercommittee does its job or lawmakers punt. The automatic cuts wouldn't take effect until January 2013 anyway. And by then, a new Congress in the Capitol wouldn't have to follow the current Congress's rules. In Washington, I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in Asia, but up across Europe this morning, up about 1% in London right now, as the Slovakian president prepares to dismiss the government that initially failed to get that expansion of the Eurozone bailout fund ratified. It did pass on a second vote yesterday. In New York, we're about an hour away from a planned cleaning of Zuccotti Park, where the Occupy Wall Street protesters are camped out. That could lead to some confrontation because of fears that the officials actually want to use the cleaning to shut down the protest. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 42 points to close at 11,478.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen, exploring why some companies thrive despite uncertainty wherever books are sold.
by the PBS Arts Fall Festival with Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Finance ministers from the world's biggest economies are in Paris this morning. The G20 ministers are talking about the European debt crisis, which has the potential to spread far beyond the continent if it's not contained. The BBC's Hugh Schofield is in Paris, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, let me ask you first, in the context of all of the big meetings that go on involving the European debt crisis, what's the significance of this one happening today in Paris?
Well, I mean, its significance is that it comes right at a crux time for the Eurozone debt crisis. We're approaching yet again a sort of crunch moment. In a week from now, we've got the European summit in Brussels, where some kind of mega plan is supposed to be announced.
Right.
Just a week after that, we've got the G20 heads of state and government meeting in Cannes, where again, big announcements are expected. This meeting today and tomorrow is supposed to sort of prepare the ground for all of that. So it's crucial because it's a crucial time.
And tell me about the role of the G20 in this. Usually we hear about the IMF or the European Union being involved in dealing with the European debt crisis. What's the G20's role?
You know, the G20 is this expanded body really developed over the last 2 or 3 years to bring in the new players in the world economy.
Right.
Now, clearly, the Eurozone crisis is primarily a Euro crisis, a European crisis, but it does impact on the whole world. And what we're hearing from French officials here who are hosting the event is that the world economy is not exactly in great shape at the moment. So it's in everyone's interest to get this Eurozone sovereign debt crisis sorted out. And I think there is a hope that there is a role to be played by the Brazils, by the Chinas, by the great creditor, booming economies, because it's their money, maybe, that will be required to sort of help boost Europe as it goes through this terribly difficult period that it's going through now.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield joining us from Paris. Thanks, Hugh.
Okay.
And finally, to a new survey about kids' least favorite Halloween treats. I would have thought it would be apples or those candy corn things. But according to the survey from a company called Cozy, it turns out the answer is pencils, toothbrushes, and coupons. I'd like to know who gives a coupon to a kid on Halloween. By the way, kids apparently prefer mini candy bars to full-size ones, and they'll take money if that's all you've got. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.